Well, it's the day after a WASDE crop report, so it's a good day to see a gut check on those prices, and that we get today. The corn was the big winner today, yesterday, so giving her back today. Farmers selling, and of course, CONAB came out with their corn production report, increasing their yield by 1.2 million metric tons, picking up 100 million bushels for them to sell. That puts them at a record 143 metric tons, but they are on the cusp of passing their normal export time. But still, it comes into play with today, trying to pull the market back as the wheat prices had seen volatility today. After pushing to new August highs earlier in the session, we were up something like 13, 14 cents on wheat futures. We plummeted 20 cents in 2 minutes when it came out that Zelensky was offering up a truce of some kind, some Ukrainian-Russian negotiations to propose halting attacks on civilian structures, kind of like grain terminals. It's a funny thing because he's the one that was dialing up the civilian attacks, including last weekend when they launched a barrage of attacks in deep into Russia past Moscow, hitting a town where they killed 13 civilians and injured 39. Yet he's the guy coming along talking about it. So no word from Russia on response to it. But the wheat trade is pretty much near steady money after having shown some good double-digit gains earlier on the session. Soybeans, they were higher most of the day. We're seeing consistent soybean buying from the Chinese almost on a daily basis. Export numbers were good this morning, 1.7 million metric tons as well. But leveled off here near steady money as that corn market in full retreat. Farmers selling pretty heavy after yesterday's gains. They got an opportunity to sell the price of corn just above the average price you could get for the last 365 days. So now we're back to that average price. Currently, corn December off 8¾ cents at 472, but carryout numbers are going to be shrinking as we go forward. So there is a biased higher since making that low on June 30th. Corn for September old crop down 9 cents right now at 448. Soybeans steady money, 1183 and a quarter, while September is up 1¼, 1166 and a half. Over in the wheat trade, steady money for Chicago, September 652¾. September Kansas is down a penny right now, 719¾. Over in Minneapolis, harvest fully underway, a little more harvest pressure there. Down 4 cents on the September, 668¾. December off 4½, 693½. In the cattle futures, sharply lower today. We are recovering in the case of feeder cattle over $4 off of session lows right now, as that market pretty much gave back everything it had made earlier in the week and late last week, getting the October cattle back down to 219. And the feeder cattle for December down to 334, but we are recovering. Feeder index off 351, off 344 today at 351.93. Box beef exploding, choice up 421, select up $1.34. Yet we're still hearing of some cattle runs in Iowa around 232, a small test. We're likely going to see cash cattle lower this week. The board August contract, which let's see here, she's only got about 18 trading days left. And if cash trades at 232, we're running a $6 discount. Boy, it's a dismal outlook for cattle at the end of the month if that holds true. But we are at 226.60, down 397. October cattle off 317 at 220.62, buck and a half off the early day lows. December cattle off 292 at 219.87. Feeder cattle down 270 on those August feeders, 343.65. But September off $1.17. 338.17, that's $4 off the morning lows. October feeders down 80 cents, 329.60. November off 50 cents, 322.37. In the hog trade, $1.52 lower on October, 82.02. December down 172 at 72.97. Gold, big give back today, down $49, $4,418. Silver's down 83 cents, 64.85. Bitcoin, August down 275, we're at 63,180. And the crude oil market, lower by $1.39, $81.90 a barrel. Gasoline, September down a penny and a quarter, 314. Diesel fuel, we're down 2½ cents a gallon, $4.28. Any questions? You'll always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.